So we had mentioned that with each Malav HaMalka, we would try to introduce some more inyan in regards to Malav HaMalka. So we began last week to speak about the Luzbon, the inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is connected to the Suda of Malav HaMalka, Motzei Shabbos Befrat. Some recognition being down that although the Suda of Malav HaMalka intrinsically is connected to Tchiyas HaMeisim, there is a Hanhaga in particular which is connected to the Nekud of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and that's having a warm drink on Motzei Shabbos. Now, how we're going to implement that here is going to be a little bit difficult. We'll figure it out. This is Eish Kodesh. Figure it out. But there's an Indian, the Gemara says, Chamin b'Motzei Shabbos malugma, that Chamin, warm things on Motzei Shabbos are healing. Malugma means healing. So Rashi notes that Chamin doesn't only mean to drink warm things, but even to bathe in warm water. So if a person has a hanhaga to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos, or to take a shower Motzei Shabbos, if it's warm water, so that too is what's the inyan of melugma. And the Sfar Magdushim point out that this inyan of melugma, that we know that refuah, the whole inyan of refuah, is associated with Tchiyas HaMeisim. You know, in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, we say, Atagibra l'mashemachai meisimata, and then we start to list all types of things, Tzaymech noiflim, v'reifei choylim. So the inyan of refuah for choylim is connected to the inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim, whereas Tchiyas HaMeisim is considered to be like the av, the told of that is refuas. And Motzei Shabbos is a zman for that. And so therefore, whether it's drinking a warm beverage, or it's bathing in warm water, and it's far being down to have warm challah. That when the challah, which is set aside for Malav HaMalka, should be warm. That's an inyan by Malav HaMalka as well. So this is the inyan of Chamin b'Motzei Shabbos Malugma. So Magdash being a remez, we say Haroifi lishvui leiv u'machabesh la'tzvoisam. You should be familiar with that pasuk. We say in Pesukei Dezem every day. Haroifi lishvui leiv Hashem, you're the one that you merapi broken hearts u'machabesh la'tzvoisam, and you heal our atzvos. So the Sfar Magdashim say, Machabesh, the word Machabesh is the Rashi Tevos, Chamin Moitze Shabbos Malugma. Chamin b'moitze Shabbos Malugma. That's the word Machabesh. And the Sfar bring that, if that's the case, Machabesh Latzvaisa means that the inyan of Atzvas, of depression, of sadness, of melancholy, all these things where we would pay psychiatrists, psychologists, big bucks to be able to help us. So the Sudas of Malav HaMalka Meshicha, the Indian is Harefi Lishvur Lev, that you heal broken hearts, Umachabish Latzvaisa, and especially with the Indian of Atzvas. And that's really what Motzei Shabbos is. We say, Vaya of the Nefesh. There could be nothing which is more painful than the leaving of the Neshama Yaseir, which takes place on Motzei Shabbos. That feeling of Motzei Shabbos that we're about to start the week, we've left Shabbos, that place of Shabbos Kodesh. There's an Atzvas in that. That's called Vaya of the Nefesh. And Malav HaMalka, the Sweetest Malav HaMalka, the Mach Mashicha, has a way of being merape, that's in the Machabesh Latzvaisa. Another Indian that's farming down when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, which is connected to this week's Pasha Vayishlach, is that if a person foresees that in the coming week that he's going to be traveling in the coming week, so there's an Indian to say the first couple of Aliyahs in the Pasha Vayishlach. So I have this Sefer called Seder Malav HaMalka. And it's brought down here from the Sfar Makdashim to say so, and the reasons why. So, to know in particular what to say, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, up until Vayatzev Sham Mizbech Reker La'el LeHayisrael. That pasuk. The whole encounter between Yaakov and Esav, these travelings of Yaakov, where he encounters Esav. This is a special thing to be said on Motzei Shabbos when a person is going to be traveling that week. And there's a hiratzon to be said also, which is brought down from the Pele Yoetz, but that's not the Iker. The Iker is to say the Psukim. Spoke last year to a small Chavaya at this week's Parashah, Parashah Vishlach, how it's connected to Malav HaMalka. I'm not going to chazer in the Zinyonim, it's on Wayu Torah, that shtickle, but something else a little bit associated with Malav HaMalka, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. But just to chazer one Indian from that shmuz. is that Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav is certainly connected to Malav Malka. The Sfarim say that Vayishlach Targum translates many times as a lashon of Vilalviu, as a lashon of to be Malave, as a lashon of Vayishlach. In which case, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav means that there's a connection here to Malav Malka. Yaakov is an Indian of Shabbos, like we said last week, Vayetze Yaakov. So Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav is connected to Malav Malka. Which Malachim did Yaakov send? Which Malachim did Yaakov send? So we said already this morning, we spoke about which Malachim he sent. He sent the Malachim from the Akedah, as we spoke about. But the Sfarim bring down, the Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. The Chidah says, Mamish is Rashi Tovos, Misudas Motzi Shabbos. Rashi Tovos Mamish. So Yaakov took the Malachim from Motzi Shabbos, from Alav Malka, and he sent those to Esav. In fact, I wanted to add that that's Merumiz in Vayishtach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Lefanav is Gematria Alav Malka. So Vayishtach Yaakov Malachim, from where? Lefanav, Alav Malka. El Esav Achiv. He sent those to Esav. Now, why he's sending Malachim from Alav Malka to Esav, we'll explain to Mitzvah Shem a little bit. Pinchas Karatzer says that Vayashuva HaMalachim Al Yaakov Leimor. If you take a look at the Rosh Tevos here, that when the Malachim returned from going to Esav to Yaakov, the Pasuk says Vayashuvu is a Vav, HaMalachim is a Hey, El Yaakov Aleph Yud Leimor, it's a Lamed, it's Rosh Tevos Eliyahu. And Pinchas Karatzer says that we see from here that Eliyahu was associated with these malachim, with this shlichus, and he doesn't explain. So I thought to explain, of course, based on the connection to Malav Malka, that Eliyahu is connected right away. But on top of that, we can say as follows as well. The Apterov and the Rimanover and other tzaddikim of Tzihershu Rimanov, they say that the opening words of the parasha Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav is Rashi Tevas Vayomal, which would imply that Yaakov Avinu sent the Malachim from Bris Milah to Esav. Now the question though is that Yaakov himself, Rabbi Yisai, was born not needing a bris. So you could say that maybe he had Hatafas Dam Bris, those were the Malachim which he sent, or maybe it was the Milas which he did on his children. Those are the ones which he sent to Esav. But perhaps you could say a little bit like this. First of all, we already spoke a number of weeks ago by Parshas Chayisara that Avram Avinu also sent Malachim together with Eliezer down to the house of Besu'el Navan. We explained, Hini Anochi, the Pasuk goes, Shaleach Malachim Lefanecha. How does it start? Hine Anoichi. Shaleach Malachim Lefanecha. Hineni. How does it go? Hine Malachi. Yedech Lefanecha? No. Hu Yishlach Malachim Lefanecha. Hu Yishlach Malachim Lefanecha is Rashi Tevas Mila. That Yaakov, Avraham Avinu, sent down Malachim of Bris Mila to go down to the house of Besu'el and to Lavan. And that's why Avram Avinu told Eliezer that he should hold on to the Makom HaBris, because he would be sending down the Malachim from Bris Milah to extract, to pull out this Neshama Rivka from the house of Lavan and Besu'el. So already we see that Yaakov, who is the grandson of Avram Avinu, has a precedent why he's sending down Malachim of Milah. Now regarding this question, why it is that Yaakov is sending a Malachim of Milah, if he never did Bris Milah, it goes as follows. This idea that Yaakov and Esav were twins means that Yaakov and Esav are connected in a way that Yaakov took, as Chazal tell us, all of Olam Haba, and Esav took everything from Olam Hazeh. What that means in Pnimius is that really Yaakov and Esav are considered to be one Chafza. Yaakov is the Neshama, and Esav is the Guf. Goes very well with what we said before, earlier in in the year in the Shabbos morning shurim is that Yaakov and Esav were like Siamese twins, literally Siamese twins. They're one chafetza. That's why when Esav was born, he was born completely made. That he was born with all of his hair, with all of his teeth. Chazal say he was pasha, probably able to talk. Like he was born as a complete person. The only time you find that is by animals. Animals are born complete. Humans are not born that way. Animals are born that way. So he was like a behemoth. Like Rashi says, that when he says, Haliteni na min ha'adam ha'adam hazeh, Rashi says, Hagmi'eni is a lashon we find in the Mishnah by a gamal. And we know that Esav is a chazir, he's a gamal, he's a kelev. There are more associations regarding animals to Esav than any other person in all of Tanakh. So the pshat is that Esav was like the guf to Yaakov, who's like the neshama. And since Yaakov is an ish chalak, he's an ish neshama, and Esav is that guf, so mamela, the inyan is that Yaakov doesn't eat a bris himself because he's kulo ruchni. Esav is considered to be the orla of Yaakov. So mamela, the reason why Yaakov is sending down malachim of mila to Esav is because if you want to know the relationship between Esav to Yaakov, Esav is the orla from Yaakov. And so therefore, since Esav is the orla, Yaakov is mekayim the inyan of bris mila gufa by removing Esav. And it was very hard to get Esav away from Yaakov, just like it's very hard to cut off the foreskin. And Esav is insisting with Yaakov, nil chana, let's go together, let's go together. And Yaakov says, no, we can't, until he cuts him away lagam, right? So we have nothing to do with each other. That itself is considered to be like a maisa mila that Yaakov did on Esav to remove him, because Esav is considered to be the orla of Yaakov. So that's why Vayishach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, the nature of these Malachim, I don't know. But the relationship that Esav has to Yaakov is one of orla to bris. And until Yaakov comes around, there's no one in the Torah. And really, if you take a look from the Torah from beginning to end, there's nobody of which the Torah really focuses on and highlights the level of Yaakov's Shmiras Abris than any other tzaddik in the Torah. That he says about Reuben, your Yerushas, Koichi Va'oni, there's nobody like Yaakov Avinu. You know, for 14 years, you know what it means that he wanted to marry Rachel right away and he had to wait 7 years to marry her? You know what type of struggles he had? That he was ready to marry her right away, but he waited 7 years. Why did Lavan make Yaakov wait 7 years? Because he wanted to be machshel him in Pgambris. And even still, he finally, after 7 years, he dupes him and he gives him Leah, he has to wait another week even. But in his mind, he may have had to wait another 7 years. All to be machshel Yaakov and Pgambris. And that's why he was zechut to such heilige children. You can understand that it's commensurate, it's midah keneged midah, because he had to work so hard in the house of Lavan. In the inyan of Pagan Bris, that he wasn't Maitzi Zerah Levatala even once, he was Zechet to such heilige children. So with this we can explain why Eliyahu HaNavi is associated with this Shlichas here, like the Pinchas Karzer says, because Eliyahu HaNavi is the Malach HaBris. He's the Malach HaBris. If you take a look at the whole parsha is associated with Bris Mila. With this Hakdama, you understand why the beginning of the parasha is Bris Mila. And then the Torah speaks about the fight with Yaakov and Esav, where he hits him into Gid Hanasha, which the Zayar says the Gid Hanasha is actually the Bris. It's the Makom Hamila. And later on with Shimon and Levi, that they're Noikim Pagan Bris of what Shechem did to Dina, and he tells the whole town everybody has to be mal themselves. This is the whole parasha is dealing with the Indian of Bris Mila. And it's for that reason that Parshas Vayishlach is the eighth Parsha in the Torah. Because eight is the Inyan of Shemini. So since it's the eighth Parsha, so the whole thing has to do with Bris Mila. So that's the connection to Eliyahu HaNavi and the Inyan of the Shlichus and the Bris Mila. And the Parsha which has to do with Bris Mila. Now, the eighth day of the week, is there an eighth day of the week? Yes, there is an eighth day of the week, because really, the week begins with Sunday. But because the week goes into the next week, so you could say the following Sunday is either the first day of the coming week or it's the eighth day of the previous week. So that means to say that when we sit by Malav HaMalka, like we're doing now, really this Malav HaMalka is considered to be like a Bris Mila, which we're doing to the Yom Rishon. Now why would Yom Rishon need a Bris Mila? The teretz is because everybody's fighting for Shabbos. Klal Yisrael says Shabbos is the Yom HaShvi. The Yishma'elim say no, Yom HaShabbos is Yom HaShishi. And the Christians say no, Shabbos is Yom HaShmini, which is a Sunday. This is Pshat and Pasuk, which we say on Friday night. We say Yomun Usmol Tifreitzi, that Mashiach Tzidkenu will break to the right and break to the left. To the right of Shabbos stands Esau. To the left of Shabbos stands Yishma'el. So Yomun Usmol Tifreitzi, the Mashiach will come and he'll break through. And he'll show, that's why we say that on Shabbos, that the real Shabbos is the Yom HaShvi. So Mamela, since the Notzrim, we know that Yishmael to the left, that's the Arabs, and to the right is the Notzrim, which is the Christians, which is the Inyan of Esav. That means that Esav occupies the Inyan of Shemini. And that's why the 8th parasha in the Torah is why Yaakov is dealing with Esav. But he has to deal with him often of bris. But since the Sunday is like an 8th day, so immediately we call upon who on Motzei Shabbos? David HaMelech and Eliyahu HaNavi. Because this is the Inyan of Bris. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Malach of Bris. To come, Eliyahu HaNavi, we invite him to come and to do a Mila on the Yom HaShemini to wipe away this klipa called Esav, who occupies as an Orla to this day called Shabbos Kodesh, which is the day of Yaakov. Shabbos called Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. David himself too was a mayal. You know, the Chazal say that David was a person that he was admoini, like Esav. He was very red. He had a connection to bris. And Chazal say that every single Jewish child, boy, who was born in the tkuf of David HaMelech, David was the mayal, and he was also the samik. Every Jewish boy's bris. You know who does that today? In Skver. His name is also David, Rav David Tversky, the Skver Rebbe. Rebusa also? Rebusa also, yeah. Rebusa, that's right. In Eish Kodesh we had it. Whose bris was that? David Lawrence.
That's right, David Lawrence.
The Indian of David HaMelech is that he was the Sandik and he was the Moyal at every bris. You know what it means to have David HaMelech as your Sandik and your Moyal? He made sure by doing that that every single child would be a Tzadik. It wasn't a shine. What?
When he was here.
David Tversky, the Rebbe.
Yeah.
Rebbe Tzchos, Rebbe Tzchos. Yeah. Actually, goes very nicely in the pasuk because the pasuk says, "Vayashiva hamalachim al Yaakov leimor banu alachicha aleisa v'gam hoydechi kraschah va'arba miyos ishimay." That he's coming with 400 men. So it goes very nicely because if you take the gematria Eliyahu Hanavi zocher latoiv, it's gematria 400. So therefore, the pasuk begins "Vayashiva Hamalachim Aleisav Leimor," which is Rashi Tevis Eliyahu, and the message that this malach has, which is Eliyahu, he's coming with 400 men. So Eliyahu Hami Zechulatov is also 400. Is also 400. So he's coming to say that the koyach of Eliyahu, which is 400, has the ability to be mal, the inyan of the 400 men of Esav. Okay, let's sing a little bit to Rishon.